The University of Nebraska at Omaha is taking to the stage with their upcoming production of Little Women. This play is a theatrical adaptation of the novel featuring live music and an original score crafted by students at the university. Jacob Mann Christensen, the director of Little Women, speaks more about this theatrical adaptation.
I think a lot of people have memories of reading it growing up, reading it maybe to their kids, reading it in school. It's really pervasive kind of as part of American culture. And Kate Hamill, who is the playwright, is a playwright who's become famous for her adaptation work. She's adapting a lot of these novels that are kind of cornerstones of American culture. So things like Pride and Prejudice, things like Jane Eyre, and of course, things like Little Women. But it's also going to be a very strange and different experience because of what Kate Hamill, the playwright, does. She turns it into something that is going to surprise you, is going to shock you probably at moments, is going to make you laugh. She talks about this adaptation as a conscious explosion of the novel. And I think audiences who want to come should be ready for that explosion. It'll give you the Little Women stuff that you want, but it will also surprise and delight you.
Consisting entirely of student actors, the show gives opportunities and experiences to young performers. One such actor is Brianna Linden, playing Marmy March.
I love working with this cast. It's one of the closest casts I've been with. All of the women that are playing the Little Women are all fun to be around, and they are all amazing actresses on the stage. And they're very professional to work with. They know when to get back into action, when they can be silly. And offstage, they are very silly. It's definitely different being in an educational theater standpoint of an actor rather than being fully into the professional world of it. It's a lot more learning. You get told a lot more stuff about what's going on. So instead of just being told to do something, you're explained why you're doing that. And I really enjoy that because then I really know what's going on and learning the whole process behind it.
This show looks into ideas of change and identity in a world that is stuck in its ways.
I think one of the things that happens in this play is that Joe March, the center character of the piece, wants desperately for things not to change. In the way that Kate Hamill has kind of set up the story, she really wants to hold on to this picture of her childhood. And I also think that has a little bit to do with Kate Hamill's idea that audiences want to hold on to kind of a nostalgic memory of Little Women, the novel, and that part of what happens and part of what Joe has to kind of grapple with in the play is that things change. People grow up. People move on. Nothing is going to be the same tomorrow as it was yesterday. And that is both very hard and can be very painful, and also can open up like incredible possibilities for connection and for embracing the change and seeing what comes next in our life. I think it's maybe kind of an under-appreciated or subtle theme of the novel and of this adaption is this question about how we deal with change, which is inevitable, and we will be faced with it every day of our life. And what do we do with that?
UNO Theater's Little Women will be showing in the Weber Black Box Theater from February 26 to March 8. More information can be found at UNO Theater on Instagram and Facebook. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.